Pig.
There we go. Is this not the default song? Is this gonna be it?
Yeah, you.
Speaking of pigs, I had to do what the cops said. I had to pick up the police report from my brother's truck that got stripped in our own yard. How fucking bullshit was that?
Got stripped in his own in your yard?
Yeah. It was fucked up, man.
By the way, for all of you, many, many, many people out there, this is the Mike and Lou Power Half
many,
Hour.
Many, many. Half-assed half-hour. Is that what it
powered
is?
Half-hour. Oh, yeah.
The half-assed hour?
The Mike and Lou half-assed
half
hour show.
Sure, half shower.
That's just my... What's going on? That's my Corvette.
I know. You've been working on that show for years, man.
I'm on the mean streets of Detroit right now, broadcasting live.
Damn, son.
This is the Questionable Intelligence Report. Stay here live.
It is very questionable,
boys.
We say.
We're going to pour some honey into your ears. That's right. Ain't that right, Louie?
What does that do anyway, pouring honey into your ear?
Honey in your ear. Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of, if you have a roach in your ear, you got to blow cigarette smoke in your ear so it can crawl out?
That's fucking this. Please don't ever talk about roaches in the ear. Ever again.
How terrible
that's,
is that?
That paralyzes me with fear.
That's terrible, dude.
Dude, my dad lived in a fucking shithole in Yonkers, New York, in a fucking roach motel. And, like, there were times I'd be sleeping on the couch, like when we'd stay over there when I was a kid, and roaches would wake me up by falling on my face.
You remember that time I told you that I made out with a roach?
Yeah, you remember that time that you screamed like a bitch and I had to kill that roach in your bathroom, you fucking faggot?
Which time, my man, which time? For some reason, I had a freaking infestation in my apartment, and I was getting these big-ass, huge-ass fucking water bugs.
That's not an infestation. The water bugs are not an infestation.
No, it was like every other day I had a fucking huge water bug. That was, you know what I'm saying?
Your mom's cooking is good, man. What can I say? Your mom can cook.
That's true. Remember that fried chicken cheese mix?
Oh my God, that Sazon Goya shit.
No, that shit was the shit. I gotta try that shit again now.
God, that was like the best chicken I've ever had. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna tell you a little story, all right? Some fucking like Ohioans came and volunteered with my job, right? Mm-hmm. And they brought some fucking chicken that they picked up in Amish country. All right.
Like a live chicken running around?
No. It was just like apparently the Amish made it themselves. They seasoned it, whatever. I ate that shit cold, and it was like a day old, and it was still the best chicken I've ever had in my fucking life. Ever.
Really? Better than my mom's fried chicken?
Better than your mom's fried chicken. Your mom's fried chicken up until then was the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Was this fried or was it goose?
I don't know how they cooked it. But it was just like pieces of chicken. It was cold. It was a day old, and it was still the best. I fucking hate day old chicken, dude. It tastes gamey to me.
Oh,
can't eat chicken like it's a day old.
Just lost something. That freshness, like a girl after losing her virginity. It's like what do you know?
I was thinking more like a girl that's had like a guy in every hole at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Wow.
You know what else destroys women is motherhood.
Having a 30-pound watermelon go through a garden hose, pretty much.
Yeah.
We'll pop it.
No, but like it takes something like every
lot of
woman I've seen.
A lot of women get their bodies, well, they go through a drastic change. Do you ever hear like when I was a kid, like, guys would be like, oh, you can tell that so-and-such chick lost their virginity because their body is different. Did you ever...
No, I never heard that. Never heard that one.
Like I said, if I think about it, it's mostly a Spanish thing. But it was like, oh, look at her. She's her titties are popping out, her ass is popping out, that she's lost her virginity.
Oh, really? So having a dick inside you makes your ass and your tits
big? Well, apparently the theory was that the hormones...
So let me ask you a question. Why aren't your tits huge and your ass, like, really, man?
I don't know. I don't know why I don't have a stripper's body.
I don't know about that, but I did have a girlfriend who refused to swallow because... And it wasn't because of the taste, which you might think, because you figure a guy like me has probably got some horrendous tasting sperm.
Cervix, even.
Yeah, exactly. But it was because she didn't like the idea of all the little spermies swimming around in her stomach. And she thought that they could still somehow find their way into her fucking pussy and get her pregnant.
Wow. Jesus.
This was a science major.
Well, no names, but damn. Jesus Christ.
I was like, do you realize, like, your stomach acid absolutely destroys their ability to swim?
To do anything. It's done. It's burnt up. It's like burnt up in atmosphere.
I mean, I can't even, like, the idea of just these sperm swimming around in stomach acid, just like, damn, what are we doing here?
Yeah, let's just go down the intestine and somehow break the lining, break through the intestine. We got to go all the way through the intestine, break through the intestine lining, somehow find the uterus through the back door, somehow. And
they would have to literally pierce the duodenum.
I forgot about that. The amadou duodenum.
No. Googie's bronchitis. That's it. You remember Googie's bronchitis, man? Whatever happened to that? We saw that. We have a name for. There's an actor, Lilo Brancato.
Yeah, he's in jail now, son.
He played the young Robert De Niro son guy in.
Bronx Tale, right? Yeah. So he's from Yonkers, and he pretty much turned into a drug addict. Everybody
turned
had
into
him
a
around.
Fucking coked up little whack job.
And Mike and I actually saw him at the world premiere of a shitty Thor Birch movie. What was the name of that shitty Thor Birch?
It was called Shitty Thor Birch Vehicle, I believe.
Yeah.
Juliana Margulies was hot in that shit. She was hot in person, too, man. Jesus, she was hot.
Yeah. Absolutely. I forgot about that. She's in it. I saw she's on one of the an episode of Sopranos, actually.
Yeah, she was on a few of them, man. He was fucking her for a while.
Yeah.
Or he tried to. I can't remember if he actually fucked her, if he tried.
No, he wants to, but he, like, freaked out.
And she kind of wanted to also.
Yeah, she was down. She was about to slob his knob. And he freaks out and throws her off. Imagine, how can I reject you? It must be as a woman. Some big fat flops. And, no, actually. After Tony and Tam.
Can you believe that women were actually attracted to Tony Soprano? Like, I just...
No, I can't really believe that. I can only theorize that it's the whole power thing that women are.
It has to be. It has to be.
There's no other way. Well, the guy's got hype, but at the same time...
The bad boy vibe. It had to be the whole bad boy thing. It had to.
And
he even had, like, a douchey voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he didn't even have, like, a deep, like, manly voice. He had, like,
I think it was. I'm not mistaken.
And that's exactly what his voice sounded like, I believe. Exactly.
My Tony's a brown.
Oh, look, the calls are lighting up. We got calls.
Yeah, as soon as we're talking about Tony Soprano, caller number one, go ahead. Oh, shit.
Do we actually have calls?
No. All
right. The show's off to a great start. What is this, our 20th episode?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much.
Wow. Yeah, we'll build an audience. It'll happen. I promise you.
But, the first episode had 20-some listeners. That's
23 listeners, I believe. 23.
Second show somehow disappeared.
Second show had no listeners, and I don't think it's because the show disappeared. I think people were so disgusted by the material.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? Honestly, man, like, I really think even though our last show was 15 minutes, that it was a good show.
Yeah, sure. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed talking to you, as always.
I enjoy talking about my masturbatory formative years.
Ah, yes. I used to sometimes get yourself in the face. Unwantingly.
Oh, no. That was a different conversation. But, yeah, no, I've definitely ejaculated into my own face before.
Isn't that terrible?
Have you not?
No, you know, I'm a dribbler, so.
Oh, yeah, you're the dribbler. Yeah, didn't you have a stand-up act about being a dribbler?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Luke
Macha. No, I didn't ask you to do it.
What's
this is your time to shine, my friend.
Some material in there.
Time to shine. You go for it. I'll shut my mouth. I promise you. All right?
Yeah.
I promise. I'll be completely quiet for you on this one.
Sometimes, yeah. Feel your promise.
You ready for this? You ready for me to be quiet for you?
Here we go. I am. Go for it. I can't remember. I just said something about being a chronic masturbator.
Good. So do you remember?
No. I'm trying to, you know, I'm working out as I remember here, and that I masturbate so much that I dribble. That is to say, my penis drools every time I ejaculate. And what was it? Oh, I masturbate so often that I find myself buying little outfits for my hand. I thought that was good. You had a bit, though, that was...
I still think it's a great joke, even though I tried to sell this joke to an actual comedian, and he said it wasn't bad, but he might have tested it, and it didn't... didn't go on stage, but it was like an addendum to yours. It was basically that I masturbate so much that when I actually do get to have sex with a girl, I have to think about my hand in order to come. Personally, I think that's a great fucking joke.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome. And then what did I say? You said try to find new places to lighten up masturbation in the kitchen floor, the closet.
See, personally, I've
outdoors.
I've gone the other route. I've gone the other route. I decided to really, you know, like I bought myself a bottle of champagne. You know, like bought myself like some flowers and put something really nice and sexy on my hand, and I really treated myself nice. I seduced myself, actually.
Yeah, nice little perfume, a woman's perfume.
Just a little spritz on the hand. You know what I mean? Just. Make it look pretty. Put some lipstick on. I had some garters on my fingers.
Draw up a bath, some candles. Remember when I used to do that? You said I was seducing myself.
Wait. Did you used to draw, like, put candles in your bath?
Yeah, man. Fucking wanted some private time.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'd say aromatherapy and shit. Big old bubbles.
That's like a chick. Well, I don't know about the candle. Like, I'm definitely down for baths. I think baths are the most relaxing things.
I know
ever.
You said I haven't taken a bath. I'll tell you, it was in September. I had a particularly long day. I was like, I'm going to take a bath. But you say you take a bath all the time, huh?
Oh, fuck. I needed that shit. It's fucking therapeutic, man. Soaking in a guy. I'd read entire books in the fucking bathtub.
Jesus Christ.
And I hate it. Like, I'd be in there for, like, an hour and a half. If it got cold, I'd put more hot water in it. And you better leave me the fuck alone when I'm taking a bath, too.
I see. It's mommy
I don't want
time,
to
it's mommy's time alone.
It is mommy's time alone. Mommy had a long day.
Apparently. What a big old gay.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here on the streets of Detroit. Cold in the D right now.
Please, not again with the D.
We need to upload that song. That's another song that we need to have.
If anybody doesn't know what Cold in the D is, look it up on YouTube. It's got about a
billion hits. I mean, everybody's got to know what Cold in the D is by now. I mean, really.
Cold in the D.
I think we should actually, because the and there's, I don't know how to say, I guess I can just say quote unquote. Which is, I always thought was pretentious, but quote unquote artist T Baby is the one who did Cold in the D. I want to take her out to a nice dinner.
And television, you're never gonna
make
it.
One of the most ghetto bitches ever, but I want to take her out to like a really nice restaurant,
like Olive Garden, really.
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, exactly. No. I was thinking more like a sit-down place, like a Wendy's or something.
There you go. Real nice and classy. Arby's. Arby's got to be classy there.
Maybe a Hardee's. How about Hardee's?
There you go.
A Bob's Denny's. Big Boy.
Denny's. What is that? Quaker Town? Quaker Park? Quaker some shit. Quaker Barrel. Barrel Quaker. Quaker Barrel is it?
Cracker Barrel, you fucking
Cracker Barrel. Cracker-ass Barrel.
How do you, Quaker Barrel?
Quaker Barrel, the Quakers, you know.
Look, dude, I know you're Puerto Rican and you try to use that as an excuse every time you fuck
shit
up.
It's all white to me. It's all white to me.
But, I mean, you were born in the Bronx.
Yeah, how many Cracker Barrels do you think are in the Bronx?
I know there's a lot of crackers in the Bronx. I don't know about a Cracker Barrel. There's crackers in the, I've seen crackers in the Bronx. There's
some
white
definitely.
People.
There's one or two are floating around.
No, there's a bunch, and they're usually fucking scumbag Irish people.
Ah, now you've talked. You're right.
Dude, wasn't your fat brother that was just robbed, wasn't he, like, really good friends with some, like, scumbag Irish kid? Didn't he hang out with him?
Yeah, you know, the few Irish kids that, yeah, good kids have good hearts, but, you know, missing teeth, etc.
Jesus. You know, I feel that it's okay for me to talk shit about Irish people because I am Irish. I do think that that's okay.
You're massively Irish in the pants zone. Massively Irish.
In the pants zone. Yes, I have a massively Irish weasel.
Yeah.
Massive Irish weasel.
Half a pinky.
Why are we talking about my penis? I'm hung like a fucking cashew. Everybody knows that.
Oh. Ba-dum-bum.
Everybody knows that.
Ba-dum-bum.
I had a bit about that too. About you know, it's not even my joke that I can fuck a Fruit Loop without breaking it. That's not even mine. I stole that from somebody.
College or an actual comedian?
No, just like something on the internet or something. I honestly sometimes think after I write comedy material for stand up that I actually should have been born like an old Jewish comedian. here's one of my jokes.
You got an old Jew stand up act. That's correct.
I do. Here's one of my jokes. Ready? I'm hung like a horse. Fly.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
See? That's like an old Jewish comic joke. That's like a pre-fame Rodney Dangerfield joke.
You remember my one-liner, the Indian one? Feeling a little sad because a family member of mine died, Native American uncle, died of secondhand smoke signals.
No, that's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant.
Secondhand smoke signals, everybody.
But see, it doesn't get into the old Jewish comedian realm until you repeat the punchline and say everybody after that.
You're right. I see. Everybody, all right.
Secondhand smoke signals, everybody. Speaking of old Jewish comedians, I never found Jackie Mason to be even remotely funny.
No, God, I don't think anybody knows who Jackie Mason is anymore.
I'll tell you who Jackie Mason is for all you classic movie fans out there, the 15,000 people that are listening right now.
Yeah.
Jackie Mason was the replacement for, was it Rodney Dangerfield that was in the first Caddyshack?
Right, yep.
This Caddyshack 2, Rodney Dangerfield was replaced by Jackie Mason, which is exactly why that movie was fucking horrible.
The only Jackie Mason movie joke I remember is something about Gentile.
Mary?
No, what's the difference between a Jew and a Gentile? I think Gentiles get out of the shower to pee. Exactly.
I think we've killed this topic.
It was just terrible. The guy was terrible.
He still is. He turned into like an angry right-wing Jew.
Yeah, really. Jackie Mason.
Oh, speaking of angry right wing assholes, Dennis Miller used to be like a pretty left wing guy. Remember Dennis Miller?
And
he was a pretty left wing guy. I always hated his comedy because I thought it was pretentious, which is exactly why my dad loved it.
Yeah, smarmy prick that
he is. He is a smarmy fucking prick.
Little shit. But it was all right because it wasn't overtly retarded in its sentiment. Well,
no, but I mean, he was known for making, like, the most obscure references. Like, the most obscure references.
What was that movie that he did?
That fucking, that classic, that 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 piece of that cinema masterpiece, Bordello of Blood.
Bordello of Blood. That was like the biggest movie he ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Because you know what really sucks too, and we talked about how much Dennis Leary is just a piece of shit. I'll rehash that real quick before I go into this. But Dennis Leary was a completely different comic before he met Bill Hicks. He met Bill Hicks, and not only did he steal Bill Hicks' entire persona, which was the chain-smoking, leather-jacketed badass, which was Bill. That wasn't a fucking persona for Bill Hicks. That's who he was.
Who he was. And how he did
that. Bill Hicks is famously known for being just as much of an asshole offstage as he was on stage.
Poor kid.
Which makes him one genuine motherfucker. Dennis Leary stole the look and the attitude and actually stole jokes word for word.
Yeah, verbatim.
Verbatim.
Actually, not too long ago, Fermil was watching something with me. And, I was looking it up on YouTube, and she was like, oh, he actually took word for word. Just, like, objectionable people, I've had people in my car listen to Bill Hicks and say, wow, this guy has stolen from Dennis Leary, which is like, no, it's like done 5 years before him, you know?
At least 5 years before him.
Horrible.
Yeah. So, correct. Yeah, and we said this already, but Bill Hicks had a line like, I totally stole from Dennis Leary, and to really fuck him up, I did it better and 5 years earlier. But anyway, and Dennis Leary, Bill Hicks died of pancreatic cancer in like 92 or 93.
94, I believe it was.
Was it 94?
I thought it was earlier than that.
But he died of pancreatic cancer in like 94, and he never reconciled with Dennis Leary. You know, he always kind of resented Dennis Leary for gaining fame for basically what was Bill Hicks' act. And Dennis Leary pops on the TV the other day in a fucking ad to help cure pancreatic cancer. 10 years.
Jesus.
10 years. No, 15. It's like, what is it now, almost 20 years?
20 years.
20 fucking years. Almost 20 years since Bill Hicks died. Unbelievable. So, but the thing is, and before I knew this, I saw that movie, The Ref. Did you ever see that movie?
The Ref.
The Ref, with Dennis Leary.
Parts
of
it.
A couple who's like trying to get a divorce, and they fucking hate each other, and then he like goes to rob their house, and he winds up saving their marriage.
That was
a cute movie.
Yeah.
I liked that movie. And then Dennis Leary I had to find out Dennis Leary. It changes when I personally
that
find
he ever
out.
Did.
Yes.
Just retroactively shits on all your memories. Like, ah, he's a fucking thieving scumbag.
A lot of people say that they don't, that kind of thing doesn't matter. It's like what they do. They don't, you know, the person behind the role doesn't have any, but it's not that way for me at all. At all.
What do you mean as far as parts?
For example, Larry the Cable, I never particularly liked Larry the Cable Guy. I thought he was a fucking dumbass. Southern stereotype that just kept perpetuating stupid Southern stereotypes. But then I found out the guy's from, like, fucking Nebraska. He's not even fucking Southern.
Jesus Christ.
He's like a corn-fed white boy. He's not even remotely from the South.
Ah, jeez. But it's that ties into the big ball-headed Jew from Georgia. What's his name? David Cross. You remember his stand-up, and it's true that it doesn't matter. If you're out of, like, the major liberal zones of, you know, New York, L.A., that type of thing, people are from the South, and it's true. Like, you go up to upstate New York, people are fucking Ku Klux Klan was huge. I don't know, maybe it still is. It was just huge, you know.
In upstate New York?
Upstate New York, you know, just, you know, 10, 15 years ago, from what I remember. But, you know, that's Southern shit, and that's just everywhere because it's that rural mentality, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just
South. No, it's true. I mean, if you go, Westchester County is the big county right outside of the city of New York. It's, and it's also one of the richest fucking richest property counties in the entire fucking U.S. But once you start going past there and you start going into upstate New York, you will literally see pickup trucks with truck nuts dangling off the end of them. Fucking, they have fucking truck nuts in my goddamn state, man.
I saw one pair the other day not too far from here. Just a few blocks from my house. I'm like,
well, you're in fucking Jersey, dude. The people are morons in Jersey.
True, too, but, you know, still. Wow, proximity. We're only 10 miles away from New York City, the epicenter of the world. How can there be truck nuts? That sort of range.
How can there be truck nuts? I think that's a valid... We should posit that question just in general. How can there be truck nuts?
How can there be truck nuts?
Just in general, why do truck nuts exist?
So heartbreaking. I need to come up with an asinine fucking million-dollar maker of an idea.
Let's get, like, like beetle pussies. No, for, like, a VW Beetle. Just, like, a big sloppy pussy that you just, like, slap on the back of a fucking VW
awesome,
Beetle.
Dude.
What's
dude.
Another chick car?
I don't know. That's pretty much
a coupe, Mini Cooper, right? Mini Coopers?
Mini Cooper, yeah, but still a lot of guys drive that. I would say probably more.
Yeah, I have to say that my ex had a Mini Cooper, and I love driving that shit.
Yeah, it's a badass car. Now I would say the Beetle. Yeah, absolutely the Beetle.
Yeah.
A big fucking vagina, and they come in different colors, too.
A big sloppy vagina. That,
and
that
even
the
white pinkish ones kind of get brown to the...
I got it. Ready?
Yeah.
A big floppy vagina for the back of the Beetle that actually opens into the trunk. So you can put things into the vagina, into the trunk, and pull things out. And it's like velvety and vaguely slimy every time you reach into it.
And just like it holds things together for you. So you put it in there and it falls in place. And we could even use like where you put the key. One of the, you know how in some cars you got to push a lock to the side, you know, like a cover for the lock. That could be a big chrome vagina too.
Not bad. Or just or I'm trying to think what else. Maybe like
the steam room could be a vagina, or the seat could be a vagina.
We could have truck tits too. Just like tits that you put on the grill of your truck.
Truck humps.
Truck lumps.
Truck lumps. There we go. That's
truck lumps. There we go.
That's a million-dollar idea. See that? We work together, man.
Yeah, I know. Broadcast your lady lumps on your truck. We could even put headlights in the nipples.
Nice. Well, you know what? When you hit the brake, the nipple lights go on.
Exactly. Well, I mean, headlights are like vulgar metaphors for titties, right?
Yeah, totally.
You know, I don't understand. I mean, I collect euphemisms. I really do. Like, George Carlin did the same thing. I fucking collect euphemisms. But really, my favorite word for boobs is titties.
Oh, watch there, man. Titties. Itty bitty titty committees. Pancake titties are not cool.
Remember that idea I had for...
titties on your neck?
No, it was like a black dude. This is... We're going to get in a lot of trouble for this probably, which is why we should end on it. But
saying these words, I'm not.
it was a black photographer, but like a ghetto black photographer, and he'd be doing a gallery, like a show, and he'd be getting interviewed, and they're like, oh, this is really nice. Like, what do you call this? And he's like, oh, yeah, this is a nigga on a bridge.
I forgot about
like,
that, dude.
She's
that's
like,
awesome.
And the next one, he'd be like, oh, yeah, that's nigga on a corner.
That nigga on a bike.
I call this nigga on a bike. Well, anyway, I guess that's our show. We got through that, surprisingly.
I forgot about that. That's a good bit, man.
I thought so. We'd have to get an actual black guy to do that, because if it was a white person, it would be completely and utterly racist.
Yeah.
Especially in my vision, which is the white guy in blackface.
Yeah. And a tight, like, tuxedo. Shucking all around in the back.
Shucking and jiving. Shucking and jiving.
Outstanding. Well, my man, it was good hooting and hollering with you.
Yes, sir. So catch us on Monday. 6 o'clock, and we do the same
Monday,
thing.
6 o'clock, and I'll see you at the wedding, huh?
I will see you at the wedding. Have a good night.
All right, my man.
Okay, bye.
Hello.